The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. "My master is delayed in coming," says the irresponsible steward who represents you and me. "My master is delayed in coming." But here's the thing. Jesus is not delayed in coming. He's right here, truly present in the Eucharist, and fully present to you, spiritually at least, at every moment. And that means the question we have to ask ourselves is this: are you fully present to him at every moment? Because that awareness makes all the difference. "Much will be required of the person entrusted with much." Once upon a time, I used to live across the street from a retired 4-star general who, one hot summer in July, decided to take a vacation and entrusted me with the care of his prized flower garden. "This is how you care for my flowers," he showed me, as he illustrated how to water each flower and how much water to use. "Just do this every single day and my flowers will be just fine." Well, would you believe that one single day I forgot to water those darn flowers? And wouldn't you know it, the flowers died and the petals began to fall off. And when that general returned home, there was a reckoning. "Why didn't you care for what I entrusted you with?" he asked me. Hard as it is to face the wrath of a 4-star general, I have a feeling it's much, much harder to have to face the wrath of the Almighty God. "Why didn't you care for what I entrusted to you?" are words we never want to hear God ask of us. To a priest entrusted with a parish, "Why didn't you care for the people I entrusted to you?" To a bishop entrusted with a diocese, "Why didn't you teach sound doctrine in accordance with the deposit of faith as I entrusted to you?" To parents entrusted with the raising of their children, "Why didn't you care for what I entrusted to you?" We do not want to hear God ask. You'd be amazed how many parents think it's perfectly fine to skip Mass on Sunday, to fail to raise their children in the practice of the faith, to fail to display that faith in their actions, and to make sure they receive their sacraments. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But it doesn't have to be that way. My master is delayed in coming, so says the irresponsible steward, but Jesus is not delayed in coming. And the key to being vigilant is to remember his presence. Every sin is forgetfulness of God's presence. And two practices that we can carry out in our lives to help us. Number one, simply practice an examination of conscience at the end of every day. Comb back over your whole day. Prayerfully look at where you've either resisted God's grace or even deliberately turned your back on the Lord. It's one very helpful practice to make a habit of doing. Another very simply is to get in the habit of regularly going to confession. You'd be amazed how many people stay away from confession for months and months and even years, and then they show up in confession and they have almost nothing to confess. It's because they have no idea the vast number of their own sins, because they're not living in God's presence. That master will come in an unknown hour. Jesus does not want us to be unprepared for that hour. He does not want us to be surprised. He wants us to be ready. Our very own Saint Therese once likened death to a doorway. And she says, I do not know what lies on the other side of that door, but I do know who lies on the other side of that door. And that's why I am not afraid. Practice God's presence, brothers and sisters. Very important, helpful reminder that that unexpected hour may also be a welcome one. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John of Capistrano, pray for us.